Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant, with warm temperatures and a light breeze in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The sun is shining brightly, offering a beautiful day for those venturing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Trump calls the latest Iranian proposal unacceptable, while Hezbollah drone strikes an Iron Dome battery. Also, Walla reports that Trump, before his call with Netanyahu, stated, "The Iranians won't laugh anymore." Also this hour, according to JNS, IDF Kafir Brigade troops dismantle Gaza terror tunnels earlier today. Separately, Axios announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon following a proposal from Trump. And finally, JTA reports that the man who firebombed the Boulder Israeli hostage march has been sentenced to life in prison. Reaction has been swift on social media. Leslie Kajamovitz posted just minutes ago that he's recorded over 10-0 confirmed Jirna terrorists, and soon most will be confirmed. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, noted earlier today that Hamas acknowledged a journalist as a commander in its Imad Aqal battalion. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 shared that MTV Lebanon criticized a Hezbollah official over Israeli talks, urging him to remain silent. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, Trump has dismissed Iran's latest proposal as unacceptable. His visit to China will prioritize discussions on the Iranian issue. This stance highlights Trump's firm approach towards Iran's nuclear ambitions, which remains a critical point of tension in the region. Turning to Walla's coverage, Trump has vowed that Iran's long-standing tactics will no longer be tolerated. This statement comes ahead of his expected conversation with Netanyahu. It underscores a shift in U.S. policy aimed at increasing pressure on Tehran. Meanwhile, JNS informs us that the IDF's Kafir Brigade has dismantled terror tunnels in Gaza earlier today. The operation uncovered weapons and explosives, emphasizing the ongoing security threats faced by Israel. This action reinforces Israel's commitment to neutralizing threats emanating from the Strip. Separately, Axios reports a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, brokered by Trump. The deal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could pave the way for a broader peace agreement with Iran. This temporary reprieve could ease regional tensions if successfully implemented. And finally, from JTA, the sentencing of Mohammed Sabri Soliman to life in prison brings closure to the victims' families. This decision marks a significant moment in the pursuit of justice for those affected by the Boulder attack. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC highlights that Israeli teams can rapidly adapt when the AI landscape shifts. This adaptability is crucial as global AI developments continue to evolve rapidly. Separately, Walla Business reports the demolition of Eilat's central bus station to make way for a new business center. This redevelopment marks the end of an era and the beginning of new commercial opportunities in the region. And finally, Ynet Business reports on a German worker accused of stealing 2 million euros from parking meters. Although this incident occurred in Germany, it serves as a cautionary tale about the importance of regulatory oversight in financial operations worldwide, including Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.